Appreciate the Lord.
Amen. Glory to God.
Appreciate the Lord.
All about that, preacher.
God's been so good. And, appreciate this church.
Oh, yeah. Love you, brother.
Appreciate you, folk. Appreciate y'all's prayers, me and my family. I'm glad the day the Lord let our paths cross. Y'all may not know this, but y'all's family. We're going to spend eternity together if you know the Lord. I appreciate the Lord. I'm glad to be here. And enjoyed getting to come in a couple of days early. And being in the work of evangelism, sometimes that don't work out. But Brother James preaching on Thursday night, and then Friday night, if you wasn't here, you missed it. But got to be in the presence of the Lord, feel the Lord working, and that young man that got saved, oh, I'm glad he got her settled. Amen. Praise God. But I'm glad to be here this morning, and I appreciate my family. And the Lord allowing them to come. And want to be mindful of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And so if you have your Bibles, we invite you to go with us to the book of John. John's Gospel, chapter number 20. John's Gospel, chapter number 20. And if you're able, we invite you to stand as we read the Word of God. John's Gospel, chapter number 20. And I appreciate my son. I appreciate Noah and the Lord working in his life. And I thank the Lord for it. John's Gospel, chapter number 20, if you're there, say
yes,
amen. Going to begin reading in verse number 11, and you follow along with us as we read the Word of God. The Bible says, "But Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and my God and your God.
Yes,
Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. We'll end our reading there and ask the Lord to help us this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be here. Lord, I pray that you would bless the reading of the Word of God. And Lord, for a few moments this morning, Lord, I pray you would help us as we preach the Word of God. Lord, as the Word of God goes forth, Pray it be a help and a blessing to your people. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would, Lord, help us this morning. And if someone sitting here ain't never been born again, God, I pray, Lord, that you would speak to them as only you can. We'll be sure to give you all the honor and all the glory, for it's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, here where we've read this morning, we've read about a little lady here by the name of Mary Magdalene. And we all understand, and those of us that study the Word of God and read the Word of God, you understand the background of this little lady. We understand that she was one which was possessed with seven devils. This little lady come from a very bad background, so to speak. This little lady, there was things that had went on in her life that she did not want others to know. There were things that happened in her life behind the time before when she met the Lord that she does not want to go back to. And I got to thinking about how that it's amazing when you meet the Lord, things change. You can't meet God and things stay the way they are. When you meet the Lord, things are going to change. They're going to become new. I'm glad. Thank God. When I met the Lord, hey, things changed. Now, I was raised in church all my life. This is all I've ever known. But I'm glad on the inside. When I met the Lord, I'm glad there was a change that took place. But we find here in this text some interesting things that I want to bring to your attention with the help of the Lord. In verse number 2, we find a phrase mentioned. And Brother Kevin in Sunday school got to talking about how one word can change a whole thing. And here in verse number 2 of John 20, the Bible says, "Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him." Now, in verse number 13, the Bible says, "And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord out of the sepulchre." Did you get the difference there between verse 2 and verse 1? Or verse 13? Verse 2, she says, "The Lord." But in verse 13, it's "my Lord." And this morning, there's a big difference between "the Lord" and "my Lord." Hey, there was a day when he was the Lord. But I'm glad for a day when he became my Lord. What a blessing this morning. He may be in a general sense in your life, and he may be working, but my friend, he wants to get a lot more personal than just being the Lord of your life. He wants to be more personal and become your personal Savior this morning. And I'm glad for a child of God, he's my Lord this morning. And this woman here in the text, God had done so much for her that she was one who was very close to the Lord.
Yes.
Matter of fact, in this text, when others went back to the house, she hung around. And in verse number 9 and 10, the Bible says, "For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again into their own home." I got to thinking about what they missed out on by leaving early.
Yes.
My friend, hey, as a child of God, when you and I get around the presence of God, what a blessing. There's things that we get to observe and get to see how God works, but there's those that will not be faithful, and I'm not knocking those that's got jobs and things and situations, but I'm talking about as a child of God, you and I, our desire should be to be around the things of God. Yes. So we don't miss out on what God's doing in the house of God. And here we find this little lady. When others left and went home, she hung around. I got to thinking about this. In verse number 11, we see her sadness. This woman, her heart is broken. Her heart is heavy. Matter of fact, in verse number 11, the Bible says, but Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. And I got to thinking about her sadness, her heaviness. And in her standing here, I don't know if you can see it, but I can see this lady standing here. And as she's standing, her heart is heavy and she's weeping and there's sorrow involved because she's trying to find the Lord.
Right.
I got to thinking about children of God and how there'll be times in our life when heaviness and sorrow will set in.
Yes, brother.
You know, grief is a real thing. Heartache is a real thing. And this little lady is searching. She's diligent. She's looking. But she cannot find him. And in tears of sorrow, you find this little lady standing with a heavy heart. Then I got to thinking about, not only do we find her standing with a heavy heart, but the Bible says in verse number 11, but Mary stood without the sepulcher weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. I got to thinking about not only in her standing do we see her heaviness, but we say that here in this verse, we find the Bible uses the word she stooped. That means she got real low. And in her stooping, in her getting low, we see her humility. I got to thinking about this and reading this a little bit. And in the Old Testament, you find pictures and types and shadows of what was what to come. You can go to Genesis 22 and see Calvary. You can go to Psalm 22 and see Calvary. And there's pictures and types all in the Old Testament of what was to come. But here we find a picture, a type of something in the Old Testament. The Bible says in verse 12, seeth two angels, white sitting, one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. This is a picture of the mercy seat. There was an angel on this side, angel on this side, and the body of Jesus had lain. And I got to thinking about this woman. When she stooped, the lower she got, the more she saw. See, in life, when you and I learn to get low, the lower we get, I'm talking about when you're willing to get low, the more you'll see. Now, in a human perspective, that's very messed up. Because to see a lot from a human perspective, you got to get high. You got to get way up here so you can see what you're looking at. But as a child of God, from a spiritual viewpoint, the lower you get, the more you see. The reason a lot of people ain't seeing much because they ain't got real low yet. They're all up here trying to see things in God. He ain't meant it that way. But for the child of God, you and I got to learn to get low. And in her stooping, we see her humility. Now, I heard an old preacher the other day say this, and it really struck a chord with my heart. And he got to talking about humility. And me and him was in an old church building some time ago. This fella, he's pushing 80 year old. And he got down and we was praying. And I was one, I really be quiet and listen to him. And this is what he said. He got talking to the Lord. He said, Lord, help me to be humble and not know it. Man, that really struck a chord with me in the sense that when you know that you have humility, you done lost it. But as long as you don't know it, hey, everything can be good. That old preacher was a praying and asking the Lord to help him to get humble and not know it. And God help you and I as children of God to have that same spirit. Get humble and not know it. See, we're all creatures of pride. Matter of fact, you could be here and be the most humble person in the building, but my friends, still have pride in your heart. And God help us to be like this little lady and willing to get low in humility and not know it. So we find in her standing, we see her heaviness. In her stooping, we see her humility. But then in verse 13, and they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. We find in her standing her heaviness, her stooping, her humility. But here we find in her speaking, we find her honesty. She says these words, they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they've laid him.
Right, brother.
Did you know this morning, in the day in which you and I live, God help us to get honest.
Yeah.
Now, there's some people, this little lady, the way they're doing it is completely different. But this little lady was so honest in saying, I don't know where he's at. And she said, I'm not moving till I get a hold of him.
Right, Father.
But we're living in a day whenever he's missing, but they're still going through all the rigmarole and all the functions of a service and all the functions of life, and he's missing.
Right.
They don't know where he is,
right,
but they're trying their best to make it on their own.
Right.
But here's a little lady that got real honest. She got so honest, she said, hey, I don't know where he is, but I'm looking for him. Matter of fact, you can see her diligence in the text. She is searching. She is seeking. And so I want to ask you this morning, do you have honesty as to when he's missing?
Oh, brother.
Is there honesty when he's not where he should be? My friend, this morning, you and I, as the preacher said, we will never be able to go forward without him. You can try your best, but all you're doing is spinning your wheels. My friend, you and I, we have to have the presence of God. We've got to have God. We cannot make it without him. And she realized in the text, she couldn't go another step without him. And you and I never will go any farther with God till we have him. A lot of times he's missing and people don't even know it. There's places that the Lord's allowed me to go to try to be an encouragement to them folk. And this is going to sound humorous, and I ain't trying to be funny, but I'm trying to get the point across. There's places that I've went and preached where the Lord stood on the outside and waved at me on the inside. Because of all their rules and regulations and all of their programs and everything they had said, and they didn't have room for God. And God was on the outside waving at me on the inside because them people had it so planned out that God wasn't even welcomed in there. And my friend, you and I, we need to get honest when he's not where he is, that we ain't gonna move anymore till he shows up. And so we find her sadness in this text. But then we find in verse 14 down through verse 16, the Bible says, and when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing. Now, I don't know if you recognize that or not. Just want to bring this to your attention. Up to this point, you read the text, he's always asking the question, we know not where they've laid him. Laid him, he's always laid. But here he's standing. And anytime Jesus changes a position, business picks up. I don't care what it is. Whenever he moves from one position to another one, something's going to happen. And I'm glad for times whenever he may be in one position, but he moves to another one, I'm glad to be able to see God move and see him react and see him move in such a way that we know that we've been around God. And in the text, we find Jesus standing. And he knew and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She's supposing him to be the gardener. Saith unto him, "Sir, thou borne him hence. Tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus saith unto her, "Mary." She turned herself back. Herself saith unto him, "Rabboni," which you say, "Master." In these verses here, not only do we see a sadness in the life of Mary, but I got to thinking about this, we see a surprise in the life of Mary. Whenever in verse number 15, when Jesus speaks to this little lady, she does not recognize him. Matter of fact, she assumes him to be the gardener. That's who she thinks she's talking to. And she has this conversation. But in verse 16, we find it changes. And we find Jesus does not call her woman, but Jesus calls her Mary. And brother, I'm telling you, what a blessing when God called our name. Hey, there ain't nothing like it. Hey, somebody else can speak my name. My wife can. My children can. And you as individuals, brothers and sisters, can. But when the Lord Jesus calls your name, there's something about it. Hey, there's some business picks up. There's things that take place because there's a personal connection between you and I for our Father which is in heaven. I'm glad. Thank God he knows my name. And the question is this morning, does he know your name? Does he know your name? In a service like we had these last few nights, sitting over there, the Lord has helped me talk to me. Has he talked to you? What a blessing that in a, I don't know how many people is here, but whether it's 200 or 300 or 500, I'm glad in a multitude of people, he can carry on conversation with me. And at the same time, carry on conversation with you. And never get confused what he's talking about. It's amazing. I mean, God can talk to a lot of his, every one of his children at the same time. Never get mixed up on what he's talking about. Isn't that a blessing? And that's our God this morning. And when he looked at Mary and he spoke her name, we find Mary went to worship and she got to talking about Rabboni, which is to say Master. She observed him as being the Christ, the Son of the living God. She understood who he was and what he had done for her. She was the one who was possessed with them seven devils, and this is the man that told him to leave her and changed her life. And the same one that did this was the one who called her name.
That's right.
And she had a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. So we see her sadness. We see her surprise. But then in verse 17 down through verse number 18, we find what Jesus asked her to do. The Bible says, Jesus saith unto her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren. And say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Not only do we see Mary's sadness, Mary's surprise, but we see Mary sharing what had been told to her.
Oh, yes, brother.
Now, I got to thinking about this and pondering on this a little bit. And for me to talk to y'all about my wife, I'd be pretty good at it. But for Brother Kevin to try to talk about my wife would be pretty hard.
Right.
He knows her name, knows we live in Louisiana. But I'm talking about the relationship.
Yep.
See, she's my wife. It'd be the same me trying to talk about Brother Kevin's wife to you as a congregation. I know a little bit about her, but not what Brother Kevin knows. Y'all get what I'm talking about? And in the text here, we're living in a day when a lot of people are talking about trying to talk about the Lord, but there's no close relationship. And my friend, in the text, it's amazing. When you and I learn what it is in our relationship and our fellowship to worship Him, it's amazing how better it is and how easier it is in sharing about Him.
Right.
When you and I get close to Him, telling somebody else about Him ain't real hard. But for those that really don't, and I'm not against you telling about what God's done for you, do it. But I want to encourage you, get closer to Him. Hey, don't stay afar off. Get close to Him. Because as a child of God, and our worshiping Him, when it comes time to witnessing for Him, it's a whole lot easier. I've met people that try to talk about the Lord. And they've been saved as well as I have. But they've never been around Him. So they're very limited in what they can talk about Him. But oh, if we just learn to get close to Him. I'm talking about get real close. Like this little lady. She said, "I ain't leaving." That's what she said. The other fellas turned and went home. Are you one that's going to walk away? Are you one that's willing to hang around? Say, "Lord, would you please talk to me?" Oh, my friend, what some lessons we can learn from the life of this little lady. That you and I would be diligent and guard what we've got. Do you realize this morning, if the devil had his way, what's going on here in this church, this local assembly, he'd have division and strife and anger and malice flaring up in here because he don't like it that people are getting saved. And God's changing lives, and it's all glory to Him, and ain't nobody but Him and what He's doing. And He's found a little place on the side of the road where He can do a work that'll bring Him glory and honor. And you and I have got to be willing to let Him handle it, let Him do it all. But if we're not careful, we'll take for granted what we've got. But oh, like this little lady, we need to be diligent and searching and getting closer to Him.
That's good, preacher.
God help us in these days. We're living in the last of the last days. I've said this here before, say it again. If the Lord don't come back in my lifetime, I will be shocked.
Right, me too.
Now, if He don't, that's His business. But I'm telling you, God is getting ready to come back.
Yeah.
And oh, that you and I would be found faithful in what God has asked us to do. And that is to be diligent in seeking after Him. Just like this little lady. I'm glad this morning that you and I were in a place where we can be around the moving of the Lord. But I want to ask you this morning, in your own heart, would you be honest enough to say, "He ain't come by lately"? Maybe it's something between you and the Lord, that fellowship been broken. Maybe something there that's been hindering. And He's maybe reached out and talked to you about dealing with it. But because of some pride or something, and whenever God gets to moving in a service, maybe He don't really talk to you like He does others, and causes that fellowship being. Oh, why don't you get honest with God and say, "Lord, don't want that to hinder me from our fellowship." And get those things right with God. So that fellowship can be restored. I was born to my mom and dad, and I'm their son. And no matter what I do, I look just like my dad. If you ever see my dad, so I look. And there ain't no way, there's nothing that can happen where I won't ever be his son.
Right.
There are things that can happen where our fellowship could be broken.
Right.
So it is as a child of God. You ain't never going to be not one of His.
Right.
If you've been saved by the grace of God, you're always a son.
Yeah, amen.
There are things that fellowship can be broken.
That's right.
And oh, my friend, aren't you, if there's something between you and the Lord, get honest with Him and say, "Lord, help us. Want you to forgive me," whatever it is. And this is what's amazing. Brother Kevin said this earlier, and it's a blessing. You ain't got to tell anybody else.
Right.
That's something that's amazing. I'm glad he's our mediator.
Yes,
Lord
sir,
Jesus. I'm glad I'm not a Catholic.
Right.
I'm glad I don't go to somebody in a little box somewhere and tell them all the stuff that I'm dealing with. No, I'm glad I got direct access to talk to the Lord Jesus. And I ain't going to tell you nothing. I can talk to him. But oh, God, help us to be like this little lady by the name of Mary. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning. Lord, I pray we was able to say something to be a help. Lord, in these days, Lord, my age group, Lord, we so full of pride and arrogance and cockiness. Lord, I pray you'd help us to learn to get humble, get low. Matter of fact, the lower you get, the more you see. Lord, I pray you'd help me to get lower, Lord, in this walk of life. And realize it's all about you and nothing about us. Be now at this invitation. Lord, someone here lost. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to their heart. Thank you for the liberty. We'll give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. You come ahead, preacher.